Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, visited everybody. Thank you. We play our role in the body. Amen. I think we sing our song before we finish the sermon. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Come on. I play my role in the body. Acts 20, 28. Are you there? Oh, glory to God. I play my role in the body. Say, I play my role. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The pastor is not a superman. No. The men of God, they are not supermen. The leaders, they are not supermen. Even, trust me, even supermen need superman. Amen? Praise God. You know, from your Avengers movie, no superman walks alone. Praise God. Right? Yeah, even superman needs supermen. Thor needs somebody. Okay, Acts 20, 28. Are you there? Play my role in the body. Acts 20, 28. Okay, can we take it together? One, two, go. Yes. Which he has what? To feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Say feeding is ongoing in the church. So that means anytime we're in church is for feeding. It's one constant activity. Wow, MOG, glory to God. You're welcome. So one constant activity that is always going on in this church is feeding. Say feeding. Say feeding. So the leaders must not be tired of feeding and you must not be tired of eating. Say I shop well. Come on. Say I chop well. See, I'm a good shopper. So, see verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to what? To God, that is to the word of his grace. Amen. So, what will happen? This word of his grace is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Amen, amen. So, the food must go around. Offices part 5, right? Offices part 5. The food must go around. It must go around. That will mean, because we want to serve food, some of you might have to help us with the plates. Some of you will help us with the spoon. When we are done eating, some people will help us to wash the plates. Amen? So in serving the food, everybody yet has a role. Imagine, let this one go off right. Will not hear me. Praise God. So what am I saying? Everybody has a role. Imagine if there's no lightning here, something is missing. The food will not be, is it digested well or not? It will not be served well. Something will be missing. Praise God. Hallelujah. For instance, when the pastor is singing, trying his best with his quack voice, and there's nobody is singing, and there's nobody to assist him here, you know, something, the food will not go around. Praise God. And the idea, where am I going? Say, assist the food. To go around. I don't know why some of you have an anti-microphone spirit. I don't know why you run away from the microphone. Where are we? So, help with the plate, help with the spoon. We must serve this food. Say, we must serve amo. Say, go serve amo. Okay. No, it's no worry, busy. Thank God. Thank you. So, some people, for instance, maybe you just want to serve beans, for instance. And some people don't like beans. What will you do? You help them to add gari, right? Bread gari, you make it. Okay, plantain. Yeah. But you know, you must not add what will corrupt the beans. It's beans you want to serve. But you can now give them some appetizer. You understand what I'm saying? Some adjacent, so that the beans can go down. So, now, don't forget, I've said that your local church builds mastery into you. They will build mastery. Say mastery, come on. They will build mastery. That means they will make you proficient in the area that they want to use you. See, it's the church that will train you for the church. You will be trained here for us. Not that we send you to Lagos Business School to go and learn something. You cannot come and use that skill for us. No. Everything needed to train these saints is with the church. That is why Go back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. You'll be made proficient in the things of God. Ephesians 4, verse 11, 12. Let's do this fast. It's just the first of maybe three or four sermons. Amen. Ephesians 4, verse 11. Want to go? Let's read. And he gave some what? Apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Why? 12. For the perfecting of the saint. What will now happen? For the work of the ministry. Okay? So it's not only the pastor that will do the work of the ministry. Everybody will do the work of the ministry. So pastors, leaders, they perfect the saint for the ministry. The ministry is more than us. The ministry is both us and out there. He now said, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So let me say this from what I said before. You remember, isn't it during the vigil? I said something like, when you have that, we support every man generally, but we focus more on who? Those who are giving to the word, right? Remember, how did I say it? Who are into ministry, right? That even in our midst, that it is upon the church to what? To support more those who are in ministry. Now, let me say this clearly. And please, I'm sorry. I have to be very frank with this. The special thing about Inioluwa right now is that he's doing ministry. As long as this gathering, church, is concerned, the special thing about Barafe right now is because you are in ministry. As far as that body of Christ is concerned, you are special as long as you are involved in this. So, for instance, if maybe next tomorrow now, you start singing, you are singing Jaru up and down, following DMX up and down. Sorry, those ones are long gone. Sorry, that's my generation. So, following those ones up and down, doing all manner, there is no sentimental love attached again. Now, I am not teaching you hatred, though. Don't forget. Okay, even the unbeliever on the street, should you hate him? But do you know there is a special oneness that we have here? So, therefore, you do your best to be part. Once your participation is not there, I don't want to use the word we dismember you, but it's something close. So you are as vital. E.g. now, okay, Buki has been doing well in her exam, doing this, doing that. The day she now starts, you know, just doing, celebrating people of the world again, not celebrating the world, amen. Everything is gone. There is no emotion. There's emotion in church, but I'm simply saying is there as long as you are doing your duty. Are you with me? Say the message is what brought us together. Never forget that. We have people in our place of work that they do, that we like them, we do well together, we do stuff, but we don't give the love for the brethren to them. If I call you every day, it's because you're in the ministry. The day you stop, I stop. Maybe by the time I know a better way of putting it right, maybe I will come and rephrase that to you. But that is just how best I can see it. So you have friends right now that's why I tell some of you, your pastor will be doing birthday. Happy birthday, sir. Ministry prospers in your hands. One almost useless girl that does not know it's not even a worker, everything is, she's doing birthday on Facebook, right? Happy birthday, darling. Ministry prospers in your hand. What's the difference? Now, it looks up to, but I'm actually sincere. You are telling her that she is who she is not. You know, remember I put that on Facebook somewhere, people are fighting, saying, Abba, my hand of God, calm down now. Let's encourage them. Yeah, it's not encouragement. A rebellious man is a rebellious man. Happy birthday, darling. In your next 1 year, may you be less rebellious.
you put it there. That is sincerity. If you want to talk based on filial, friendship, love, fine, talk. Oh, you are looking nice. Are you kinky? Don't use ministry for what is not in ministry. Are you with me? So there is a special love that ministry brings that we only give people when they are in need. There's a special rest. I can go from here to Calabar to just to see one saint. But tell me, somebody is just next door here. I may not be persuaded to just go and say hello. Like, for instance, once I enter my house, I lock the door, and only ministry takes me out most of the time. Are you with me? Are you with me? Do you understand that? For instance, I had a family, then very wonderful guy. He has been trying to get my attention for a long time. Bratope, how are you doing? You should know him. Everything. I reply him like once in a week. He will send message, I will reply him once in a week. Until one day, maybe it's a setup, I don't know. He just sent me a message. Sir, somebody preached in my church last week. Say, now I think I am born again. I just, wow, where are you? Send your account number. That's the next thing. Where are you? How are you doing? That was the first day I sent him money. It's not my fault. I love to. It's my family, it's my cousin, actually. But the day I just heard that, now you are not only my cousin biologically, you're also in the family of God. Wow. Awesome, where are you? Do you know my address? This is my line. Reach me here. Praise God. Say, I have soft spot for people in ministry. So now, write this down. A place or the place you start to learn doctrine is not where to live in such an hurry. That is very key. Any place you just start learning doctrine, or a place you are learning doctrine, for instance, is not where you should live in such an hurry. You are not here by mistake. You are not here by mistake. It's not just by time and chance. Some of you, if you have looked at your previous life, somebody prayed you here. Somebody prayed that you meet a church, a setting like this, that you meet an organization like this that will be deliberate about drilling you. Somebody prayed it. Are you with me? Somebody prayed it. You are not here. Say, I'm not here by mistake. So it's divine. That time that you start to taste the word deliberately, you should deliberately suspend anything that can take you off. As much as you can. Suspend anything that will take you off. At least be certified before going. That you understand Jesus and his ministry is priority more than a $1 million job. That you understand Jesus, what he has done for you, and his ministry is priority beyond a $1 million job. I can say that anyway. It's priority. It's enough for you to stick close. It's priority more than a master's degree. It's priority than a license to cuddle and have children. Sela. It's priority. You just see some sister. I want to learn the word. I want to learn the word. I want to do it. 2 months after, sir, a guy is proposing to me. He said we are going to get married next week. So fast. Remember Frozen Abby? How dare you marry somebody you just met? Amen. See, it's true love. And instantly, there is no... you may think I'm extreme. I'm not extreme. You can postpone your wedding dates so that you can learn the word. In their mind, they say, like, yes. See, that's your own. Don't worry. The word will come and meet me where I am. Sorry, I'm sorry. I've just sound very clear like this. So I am not saying for the rest of your life. Of course, you should not marry somebody too that will take you to Aladra Church. Of course, even if you are living, you live to somewhere good. But I'm simply saying that time that you are learning ministry, please stay. Stay. Tell your neighbor, say stay.
Stay.
Some people deliberately or indeliberately, you will now rent a house. Your church is here. You now rent a house in Gbagbalada. No, you are there before that. You now rent a house in Karu. Amen. Almost not even in Abuja again, sir. Another state. In the next state. That's where you are living. So how will you be trusted with offices in church? Amen. Raju, you should die. Why are you laughing at me? Are there no houses around? Praise God. See, a saint that is available is an asset to the church. An asset. Now, the pastor can always say, this brother will be there. This lady will be there. It gives him joy. It will make him prepare well for service. He will not rush to service today that, don't worry, this piece, she will scatter this live stream again. You just go. Let's go and set it up. She will not rush that way. He will not rush that way. Amen. So you do your best to be available. You do your best. You do your best. Say, we all report here. So we stick close here. So we stick close to this place. Come on. So this church is just like what I call your forward command post. This is where we take instructions from. This is where we do ministry from. So don't be far away, okay? Don't be far away and don't be distracted. Now, Matthew 25, verse 31.
I wish you should equalize that today.
Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and shall send all the angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of glory. And of course, verse 32, he will divide them, sheep from goats, 33. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left hand. Now, let's see one of the description of those going to hell. From 34. Let's read together. Everybody want to go? Yes? Yes, read, yes. Okay, next verse. And you gave me meat. I was thirsty. You gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick. You visited me. I was in prison. You came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him. So who was he facing? Righteous, Abi. So don't forget, that means they are already righteous even before they start doing all those things. But now say, then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we an hunger and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink, or when saw we thee a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed thee? 39, want to go? Yes, 40 now, yes. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto thee, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it. Write in your note, service is one of the proof of salvation. Service is one of the ways we know you are saved. Service, service, service. Service is one of the proof of salvation. Let's keep reading. Okay, let me read from verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart ye, you caused unto everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hunger, you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you took me not in naked. That means like we need a house, you didn't give us. I was sick, you didn't visit me. In prison, you visited me not. 44. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, a thirst, or a stranger naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? 45. Want to go? Yes? Saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not. So please write this down. Isolation is a proof of rebellion. I also saw that from the teaching of Pastor Joy last week. That's Psalm 78, verse 16. Isolation is also a proof of rebellion. To stay on your own. No God for yourself. Let me stay back and sort things out. He is a proof of rebellion. Now, so therefore, saints, the same way we are admonished in Galatians 2 that we walk in the Spirit, Abby, and you shall know what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. So also, you must not copy the attitude of those going to hell. Is the people going to hell that separates himself, Dissociate, thank you. Dissociate. Is the character of those going to hell. Your church have service 5 times, or how many times now? It's gradually becoming 7. 7 times in a week, and you attend 1.5. It's rebellion. Oh, God. Anything that matters to you, you will spend money for it. Why will some people get married in Nigeria, travel to Dubai for honeymoon? That would mean the head is in what? Highest sin. Honeymoon that is just, at least just your first 2 weeks, or maybe, or depending on the leave that your work gave you are given at work. That time, you treasure it so much, you want to spend it somewhere best in the world. That means anything you truly set your heart to do, you will do it. You see people that just walk out, ask our gym master. Some people will wake up 5 a.m., jog till 7 every day. Tell some of them to come to church. It will just look like you are trying to kill them. So it's not about the activity, it is where is your heart. Is your ass truly here? Is your ass truly here? Amen. Come on, amen. Amen. If your heart is truly there, service will be with joy. It will not be with compulsion. It will not be with, I am trying. I play my role in the body. Oh. Say, saints, are Jesus to me. Many want to serve Jesus without willing to serve his church. Say, Jesus is my master. He's the only one I serve. You're not serious. How do you serve Jesus? You serve the saints. So it doesn't work like that. For instance, when Paul was persecuting saints, Jesus told him, he said, hey, I am Jesus whom you persecute. Ephesians 5 verse 30. Ephesians 5 verse 30. For we are what? Ephesians 5:30. Sorry. One, two, go. Yes. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Hallelujah. Say of his body. Say of his flesh, say of his inner core. So, now write it down this way. Jesus blesses his church through spiritual offices. And we bless Jesus, that is his church, back through physical offices. Jesus blesses us through what? Spiritual offices. We bless Jesus back. Who is Jesus now? The saints. Through what? Physical offices. Physical duties. See that 1 Corinthians 8 verse 12. Be fast. 1 Corinthians 8 12. We bless that church back through physical offices. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 12. Children, church. Keep quiet. 1 Corinthians 8 12. Want to go? But when you sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, what happened? Against who? Christ. This is why me, I'm still doing my best to treat saints as much as I should treat them. Saints are enough worth investment. Abby? You know what happens when you feed a saint, Abby? You know what happens when you feed them well. Yes, hallelujah. I've denied some of you anyway. Say, I serve well. So also, write this down. Physical offices takes away pride and selfishness. Pride, selfishness, it takes it away. Play your part. Don't compete with your leader. Play your part. It takes away pride and selfishness. In this place, for instance, your duty is to support the people who have direct oversight over you. Direct oversight. Exodus chapter 17. Exodus 17. Verse 8. Be fast to look up in your Bible. Exodus 17, verse 8. Some of you are carrying pocket Bible, New Testament Bible, like Tola. That be a pocket Bible that doesn't have Exodus. How come you don't have Exodus? Or it has torn away by the prince of the power of the earth. Spirit that walketh in your bedroom by rats, ants, and cockroaches. Imagine when a rat does not know where else to eat in your Bible, and yet Ephesians 1. No, you are going to hell. Ephesians 1 was removed. Just forget it. I'm serious. I don't know what is there. The rat said. No more kingdom. Waiting for the rat anyway. So Exodus 17, verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in what? Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, choose out men and go out and fight with Amalek tomorrow, for I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. 10. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and all went up to the top of the hill. Now, so you can see that when some were at war, some were still with the leader. Like Joshua, Caleb, and the rest, they were at the war. But where was Aaron and all? With Moses, right? With Moses. See verse 17. They were with Moses serving, not in spiritual capacity, in physical things. You have a screen on top of that place, have you? Please, everybody, your Bible is priority. You look at your Bible in church. Okay, verse 11. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel what? Prevailed. And when he let down his hand, what happened? Amalek prevailed. 12, one to go. Moses' hands were weary. And they took a stone, imagine, and put it under him. And he sat there on, and Moses and all stayed up his hand, the one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady unto the going down of. Say steady. For instance, but think about it. Since it is Moses that his hand is tired, why didn't Aaron just collect the rod from Moses and take it up? If it's about the rod, why didn't Brother just say, Baba, okay, just bring the rod? You know, that's what a lot of people would have done today. Baba, you are tired. Instead of to support, say, no, let us take over. Praise God. Say, we don't compete in church. So you look at that verse 13, and what happened? What is the result? And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of his sword. Amen. So God deals with us in that way. Support. Everyone must not be running around trying to win the war while neglecting the man of God. Don't run around trying to win the war neglecting your leaders. No. Support. Like I love to say in this place, your primary responsibility is to your leader. Don't scheme around. That is your primary responsibility. It's not your business to be checking up and down what other churches are doing and to be comparing. It's not your business. You just focus. Focus on the priorities of your pastor. Say, I serve faithfully. Come on, I love color response. Say, I serve faithfully in physical capacities. So now, let me now start getting a bit particular, then we'll close this section. So, bishops in the church are those who have oversight. They have spiritual oversight. They are people who are given spiritual duties. Like, according to, like, as written in the epistles, bishops are those who are given spiritual duties, oversight. Also, we can call them elders when they have been proven over time. Are you with me? When they have been proven over time, we can also call them elders. Elders. So, an elder in the church is not just any old man. Praise God. Like, for instance, the oldest man in the midst now is Ojut. I can't be, but it's not an elder. Amen? Because rejoice God better in example than him. In pastor's scale of preference. Amen. With respect to when you have known the word. Man that sat under Pastor Nayinka, sat under Pastor Jola, and he's scoring. Imagine. When we rank you, you are low. Praise God. Back in script. Thank you. So it's not about how well. It's about how well with respect to how far. Thank you. Correct. Next pastor. Chop no good. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, if you're not in our membership and worker structure, you don't understand what we are saying. So try and get along. Okay, so not just any old man in church. Age does not give anyone the edge. Say age. Age. Does not matter here. Your age is just for us to tell you, good morning, sir. If you have too much beers and the rest and it's scaring everybody, just good morning, sir. Yeah, Baba, go and wash the chair. It's simple. We respect you for your age, but age is not an advantage in Christ. Are you with me? The advantage is age in the world, age doing the right thing. You know, I have some foundational member in this place right now that I see so far. From what? From the kingdom of God. Like, people in my, one is in my left hand right now. And do I have anyone in my right hand? Bring down the hand. Amen, amen. Oh, Acts chapter 6. So, men are appointed to function as deacons too. So, I've spoken about bishops. So, bishops are given duties over what? Over spiritual things, right? Spiritual things. So, I will explain that a bit more later because we have to. I'm not necessarily say if you are called an evangelist, pastor, teacher, that you are a bishop. But yes, you are. That is the office of a bishop. But it's a bit more than that. But bishop have more oversight. But deacons are the ones that are given oversight over what? Physical things. In physical capacities, men are appointed to function as deacons. But don't forget, whether you are an elder, spiritual leader, bishop, everybody is to ensure that the word is going far. No one must be spared from spiritual growth. You must not be allowed to serve as a bishop if you have not shown yourself faithful as a deacon. If there's any statement you should get in this series, get this one, or especially people that will write exam on this one. You should not be allowed to serve as a bishop if you have not showed yourself faithful as a deacon. And also, you should not be selected as a deacon if you have not been faithful with the word and doctrine. So you should not be allowed to serve as a bishop if you have not showed yourself faithful as a deacon. And you should not be selected as a deacon if you have not been faithful with the word and doctrine. See, Acts chapter 6, I'm rushing now. Verse 3, wherefore, brethren, look ye among yourself, seven men. Okay, let me wait for you, come on. Be fast. Come on. Seven men. Which type of men? Of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Verse 4, but we will give ourselves, come on, continually, to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So verse 5, there's little Stephen, Philip, Nicanor, Timon, and the rest. Verse 6, whom they set forth before the apostles, when they had prayed, they laid hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples were multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Read verse 8 for me. Verse 8. Everybody wants to go verse 8? still full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Wow. Said begin working miracles. Now, see verse 9. Then arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of Libertines, thank you, and Alexandras, and of them of Cilicia, disputing with Stephen. Verse 10, everybody wants to go? They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which. So that means as much as Stephen can cook jollof rice, my God. But they were not able to resist. So that means it's good for you to be as that means it's good as you are doing pray some more. It's good to be able to cook some more. Amen. Not like some brothers that will say, well, cooking is for sisters. That's why some of them will be married till 45. Seller. See, we are not called of God to cook. Amen. Then you rent a cook. Amen. Praise God. So, I just love that. That verse 10, they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Yet he was a deacon. So in church, he functioned as a deacon, but don't dare him that he is doing usher in church does not mean he is not faithful with the word and doctrine and with the Holy Ghost. He is strong. Hallelujah. Praise God. See verse 15, yes. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, and saw his face, as it had been the face of what? Of an angel. The guy was just shocking them there. See, I say, here I am. See Philip, Acts 8, verse 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. And then Philip, one man battalion, let this sink into you. That will tell you to handle the live stream does not mean we say, well, that is your calling. That is your destiny. Everybody must be strong in word and doctrine. God forbid I see somebody that can sing like Maria Carey and tongues and interpretation, nothing. Well, I will send you to the door, oh God. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and what happened? Preach Christ. I don't know if you have done my assignment. Ten people. Okay, who has finished? I mean, you have been ten people. Oh, who has finished? Nobody. Someone should be able to bail you out. Nobody has finished. Any thank God you are. That means you are faithful. That means you are not going home today. Praise God. After service, you go and finish up. But have you seen the response that you are getting? Hey, don't worry, I'll get the report after service. Ridiculous response. Yet in church, they will be the first. You will see them dressing like the second in command, like the cherubim of glory, which was some. Yes, there is. You know, where you will choir robe. I say, why are you? I'm robing today. Power, nothing. I'm robing. Why are you robing? Ephesians 1, you can't rope. Ephesians 6, you can't rope. Power of God, nothing. See, I'm roping today. Hallelujah. Let's see Philip, come on. And the people, with one accord, gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the what? Miracles which he did. For the unclean spirit, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many. Say many. Say cook. That cast out demons. Yeah. Many that are possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, they were healed. Verse 8. And there was great joy in that city. Say one man battalion. So in the church, although your role may be to play the keyboard ball on the street, you are not a keyboardist on the street. Stop it! Don't enter just any church, and because you play keyboard for your church, you quickly run to their keyboard. Stop that! Function in spiritual capacities. Amen. We only gave you that as a role in this place. Amen. To help us serve the world in this place. until you are now given the role of a base digital somewhere else, don't see that as a calling. Are you with me? Once you are outside your place or your PPA, place of primary assignment, your duty is to function in spiritual capacity. Hold on, no. In spiritual capacity. I'm not saying you lord it over them, or you should just try to show up. But on the, don't just enter. Of course, you know, I told you also that ensure you serve. Are you with me? That means don't just enter a place and you are trying to be on your own. No. But be a man of the spirit. Are you with me? Don't go to the street and say, because keyboard is what I play in my church. Now, keyboard is the only thing I can. So once you just get the keyboard is, just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm still saying is that you are doing something here does not mean that is your life. And no, I've told you that something that is sitting on your head that born evangelist, that is the only thing you can do. Or born choir. There are some places you enter deliberately, don't even associate with the choir. For instance, if you go back to the church right now, that you know, there are some places that you go to that you know the best to just do is to join their Bible study unit. Are you with me? That is how you will be able to progressively what? Influence them better. When you are here, we relegate your anointing to what? Come and sing. But when you get there, are you with me? How do you serve? You start serving gradually. Of course, if there is physical duty, you do it. But spiritually, you make yourself known too. Are you with me? Are you with me? So your job description here must not cage you from emancipating the power of God. God forbid we are say we want to do one crusade and outreach. And after the whole stage is set, we now say, okay, if you are sick, come to the front. And you know, I see saying, it's my keyboard. So a sick man is coming outside, you say, it's my keyboard. Amen. We said to a keyboard, you play yourself. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So don't shy away from your duty. Say, power is at work in me, irrespective of my job description. Like at least on the streets, let me say that, because in another church that they have their own church setup, you have to respect the order, respect the protocol, respect everything, and you of course. And I've told you that don't never go a place and you are just trying to hide. If there is things to do, serve, but don't forget when there is a need. For instance, maybe in this place we have people who are tasked with we call them gift of healings, we call them gift of miracles. We have people who are tasked with this spiritual office, but when you get out there and there is just a need to teach somebody the word, don't say this is my role. No, I'm not a teacher. Are you getting me right now? So that's what I'm saying. So, why are we not yet done? This thing is not finishing. Praise God. So, regardless of your anointing, service is a proof. You need to play the keyboard for me. Service is a proof that you are fit for spiritual duties. Regardless of your anointing, service is what? Come on. Service is a proof that you are fit for spiritual duties. Also, watch your character. How do you talk about your leaders? How do you handle the first timers? What's your character? How do you do things that you have been assigned to do? Anybody that talks roughly about the church setting must be far from leadership. Anyone that finds it difficult to give must be far from leadership. Are you with me? Are you with me? How do you treat people? How do you give? A stingy man must be far from church leadership. Also a quarrelsome man. A man given to anger. Lastly, let's read this first Timothy chapter 3. It's a long read. Everybody be there. First Timothy 3 verse 1. We're going to read it together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I didn't know that's where I play my role in the body. I have to sing it together. 3 from verse 1. Let's read together. Want to go? If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire a good work. Say good work. A bishop then must be what? Blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of a good behavior, given to hospitality, able to teach. Say able to teach. Not given to wine, nor striker, nor greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care? Say, take care of the church of God. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. 7. Moreover, he must have a what? A good report of them that are without, lest he fall into the reproach and snare of the devil. Verse 8. Want to go? Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, amen, not given to filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in pure conscience. And let this also first be what? First be what? First be proved, right? Then let them use the office of a deacon, being from blameless. Hallelujah. 11. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. 12. Let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their own their children and their own houses. 13. Lastly, yes. For they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will explain that verse 13 maybe in this next, in the second sermon. Because when you have used these things well, do you know what? When we give you a duty in church, it's an excuse for you to be better. When you have, do you know preaching makes people better? Are you with me? That's why I'm against a stagnant church. A church that there's only one man that is preaching 24-7 all around the year. I'm against that. Even in the mother church, there must be room for others to take up ministry, and there must be expansion. Because it is in the place of ministering that you get deliberately better. You will get so much better than learning. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on. So, church must create avenues for ministry. That's why we have workers training, ministers training, this training, so that each one can now help to do the work of the ministry. So, value it when you are given a role. Value it. Whether deacon, whether an elder, whether a what? Bishop. Like, so bishop is what we call spiritual duties. Deacon is what we call what? Physical duties. Whichever. Value it. When you use it well, you will be a better Christian. In quote. Better in your things. Hallelujah. Praise God. So yes, we serve food. We play the keyboard. Please come and sing that song for me. We usher. We sing. But to all is to ensure that the word is received. Everything we do is to ensure that what? The word is received. Say, play my role in the body. The common talk, say, I play my role in the body. Useless. There are duties for you. Be at your duty post. Huh? Be at your duty post. Be at your duty post. Shun distractions. Place the church as priority. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hardly may roll in the bud. Just pray, just pray. Just pray. To me, I play my role, yeah. Play my role in the bar. I play. Wash out that you are first faithful with the word and doctrine. Then we wash out for your availability. I have told you, if you woke up and you find your hand is not available, the body will not function properly. Are you with me? Say availability. That's a big part. It's big. You must be available. So we ensure that you must not be convenient when you are not serving. And somebody said, can we all serve? Yes. Do you know why we can all serve? Because we are reaching out. More people are coming. So there are people to serve. Amen. I want to God that every member of my church is a worker. So you show yourself faithful in word and doctrine, then you are available. That will be the fruit of that. Then you will be given over what? Physical things, oversight of physical things. Then, when you have now served in that faithfully, it will be easy to give you a role over what? Spiritual things. But we all have a part to play. Say we run together, singular focus. We have one mind, we run together, we don't do our own thing. This is the plan of God, okay? Stay faithful, stay faithful. Okay, thank you. I give you 5 minutes to see somebody and greet somebody. And